4 CBA Mobile.
TR.
KB 4 CBA. How are you, Tom?
What a nice sound. I don't hear those tailpipes. I miss that. good morning. Let me turn this radio down, Dave, as soon as I can find it. We're just leaving Wally World here in Taylor's. How's your day?
Far so good. I'm getting ready to hit the tennis court and see if I can swat at that little yellow ball.
Nice. I'd have never guessed. Oh, shoot. Well, we're really blessed with this wonderful weather, that's for sure. Well, how do you like your new wheels and how do you like your new rig? What'd you get?
The same. Yeah, it's a, what is it, 2730 dual bander icon. But it's fairly new, but anyway, but the Forerunner's brand new, and it's I'm really liking it. I've been looking at them for about a year and just finally realized that you know, you basically, if you want to get what you want, you just have to order it, and so that's what I did.
You know, I'd consider a new Avalon if they had them, but they quit making the dang things, and that really ticks me off, but so life goes. They had something good, and then they got to screw it up. Well, I'm glad you're happy with that. Those are great cars. The daughter, she was going to get a new, what's hers, a Highlander, Bernice?
Yeah.
Highlander. And, by the way, Bernice is doing great and healing well and feeling fine, but she's lost some sight in that right eye. But at any rate, she went down there and she wanted some kind of big sunroof on it, and they didn't have one in stock. She was going to buy a hybrid one, and then she got to thinking, heck, I'll just keep this one a while longer. And they got quite a few miles on it. They drive the heck out of it.
I had a buddy of mine. He had over 300,000 miles on his Corolla, and he was bringing it in to the dealership where I worked, and he specifically asked for me to work on it every time it came in. It was amazing.
That's a nice compliment. Well, I'll tell you what, we had a Corolla, and that was our first Toyota one, at least, Corolla wagon. And those are still great cars, and they get great mileage. If I was going to buy a smaller car, that'd be my first choice. I can tell you that for sure.
You might as well hang on to that camera, because everybody's going electric. Toyota said they're going electric in 24, so, you know, I probably should have held on to my Mustang, because it would have been I probably could have gotten double what I got for it, or even more. When everything goes electric, people are going to want to go back and hear the roar of those internal combustion engines.
My speed down here. I got a highway patrolman around here someplace. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. The grandson's fixing up one of those little Hondas just for experience of working on the engine. He's got it all tore apart, and he's got the speakers out of it, of course. I noticed last night it had an Alpine stereo in it, and you know, here he comes. I knew there was a KA band up in front of me. But at any rate, he's out in the center lane up here on White Hampton by the post office. And I don't want to get hit with them blue lights. I was going a little bit fast. We're heading out the bank now. But you know, I thought Toyota, well, I read it, well, they weren't going to put all their eggs in one basket. They're experimenting with two other types. But eventually, I think they'll have to go with electric. But right now, I think the premier thing would be to buy a hybrid.
Yeah, hybrids are kind of a, I guess, what do you call it? I can't think of the word. Compromise. And so anyway, but I guess we'll see here. Well, I have pulled up to the courts here at Butler Springs, so I'm gonna have to sign with you, and y'all have a good day. I'm glad Bernice is doing well, and we will talk to you later. 73s, I'll clear out after your final N0TRKB4CBA.
This N0TR encountered another KA band radar, so that's probably Highway Patrol up here near Joey's Fireworks. Anyways, Dave, yeah, our Avalon, they stopped making them. They went to the Crown, and they look like crap, so I wouldn't even consider it. But I would, you know, W4DJW's got a hybrid Avalon, the last time I checked, and they just love it. It really does great on gas mileage and everything, and I ain't buying nothing but an Avalon, so I guess we're stuck with this one for a while. And I've looked on the internet, just funning around, and you have to drive to Timbuktu to get one, because they're scarce as hen's teeth. Well, have a lot of fun out there on the course today, and we'll talk to you down the line. KB4CBA and 0TR73, Dave.
KB4CBA.